Blog Talk Radio.
Yo! Ah, how you like that for an opening? I feel much better now that I got that out of my system. Thank you very much, Virgil, for that, okay? I appreciate that opening.
Yo!
Okay. Well, I'll let Virgil rest up there in just a little bit here. Okay. Had some time to kill. I've got this spot here we can use for meetings or to talk about things. So I thought I'd just pop it on today and see if anybody was interested in the redistricting that is happening tomorrow to the city, which is going to have repercussions for years to come. And you know, right now the phone lines are not lighted up or anything, so I'm going to ramble on just for a little bit, and if no one seems to want to pop in or have anything to say, then I'm going to go take my Geritol and watch TV. But anyway, this redistricting thing has been going on for 5 years here, and it's coming to the final one tomorrow. Tomorrow's the final, the biggest one, all that. And that's one of the reasons why they move council meetings up to 10 o'clock for meetings like this, that they don't want people at. Much easier to pass things and get things done their way when we're not there. We're a bit of a nuisance to them, so 10 o'clock meeting helps that a lot. And so anyway, we're not going to be there. And also what will help it a lot, too, is when you put it on the agenda, you masquerade it under something else, kind of like. I mean, really, the biggest one, and you look on there on the city council agenda for this and see if you can find it located. I mean, that's a very good test to go do. It's on the city website. Even after the day, it'll be on the website. But see if you can find it for yourself. I mean, I put a lot of work into finding this stuff, so, you know, I think people will go look up for themselves, and they find it for themselves to get more involved instead of someone trying to just hand it to them, okay? So, you know, I don't want to hand it to you. I want you to go get it on your own. If you want it, don't. If you don't, okay? But, anyway, what's been going on with the council me down there is since I started making videos, they say things, as you can see with me on the phone now, I do much better with videos or narrated. You've got time to say what you want, change things, use pictures, words. Much better. In 3 minutes, you get a lot more out, and they know it, and they are glued to my videos when they are played up there, and they don't like this, so now they're getting where they're stopping the videos. It's a weapon. That's their thing. Take away any weapon that presents the truth or exposes the truth. That might be a good word for it there. But what they would do to me is when I turn my video in, and they'd wait until about an hour before council time and then give me a call and say, "Mr. Willoughby, we can't play your video." Or, "Mr. Willoughby, if you could take this part out," knowing darn well, with an hour away, I can't do that. So they notified me when I wouldn't have enough time to do anything. And a little while back, one was stopped, and the lawyer told me it was copyright reasons. And she's been pretty good. I've been sending them to her early for approval. And I thought, well, this is great. She even answered me on a Sunday, and I thought, this is excellent. This girl is great. I wanted to start sending that. Saves me from taking them downtown and then waiting and getting the last word or getting word and had to go back downtown and do it again. So this was great, right from the house. I get approval by the city attorney. And if the attorney thinks it's all right, there's really no reason for the mayor to override that. Not a good mayor anyway would not do that. Not a good one. And that's what we need in Fort Worth. We just need a good mayor. But this mayor, even with the city attorney approving, she shut down the one the week before now. And this one here for the redistricting, when I knew that there was a possibility now that even with the attorney approval, it could be shot down and that. But I went ahead and made one up and took it down early yesterday morning. Early this morning, actually, not yesterday morning, this morning, and asked them to let me know by noon. Well, someone look at it and let me know what's got to come out, if it'll work or not. And so around 3 o'clock is when I got the call. But I asked when I was down there, I asked them, could they let me know by noon to give me time to make adjustments? Because you only got till 5 o'clock, okay? So I Well, anyway, they gave me a call about 3 o'clock and in the evening, and you got till 5 o'clock getting down, and I guess they thought that was put enough on me that I couldn't drop what I was doing, rearrange it, do it, and get down there and get it in, or I'd want to put the effort into it, and that I'd give up. And they're pretty much right about that, too. But anyway, when I talked to the attorney, I said, well, what's got to come out? Tell me. And she's, you know, and I about stripped the video down, which I put it back out on Facebook, and I'm going to put it back on my website at fwdistrict5.com. I'll put the edit version and the original one. And if we're stripping it down and rushing down there and getting time by 5 o'clock to get it in, they called my house at 5:08 before I got back here. I left a message saying that they cannot play the video. Now, I called back, left word with the lawyer. Maybe tomorrow I'll get some answers sometime this week or tomorrow or something. But anyway, I wanted to pinpoint what is in the video that now I can't, because I stripped it way down. I left only what they were talking about. And the only part she said I could leave in was about the racist part. So I left that in. But if I take that part out, there's nothing left of the video. So anyway, I stripped it all the way down for that, and then they still rejected it. So basically, they're just saying they don't want the videos to play, you know, especially on this one. This is the last redistricting. They got it hidden on the agenda. They do it at the 10 o'clock one. This is just so openly crooked. And, geez, if we had a government, or I don't know what's going to become this city or country or whatever, but if there's a way to call the feds in to take over, because everything they've done in the last 8 months to this city is more than it's been done in 50 years to this city. That's just too many changes, too much stuff, too quick. Major, major stuff, and not for the good for us. So and this is only, we haven't been in there a year. It's going to be a year, and they already are really doing a number on us. But anyway, the videos are on my website, fwdistrict5.com. You're going to see what I took out for them. You can see the other part, and you can decide whether or not they're censoring a bit much. But this redistricting thing is, I mean, it's just really been a scam from the beginning. And tomorrow, I'll go down and try to speak. I'm not as good at speaking live, and I know that. And that's, you know, why I took the video away. And I have a very strong feeling, even when I try to speak, the mayor will shut me down anyway. And these kind of things, we can't let happen in the city, if you know. But this stuff like this and this show does give me a reality check to what kind of environment I'm living in. And people aren't going to get up and fight this kind of crap going on in the city. I'm not going to stay. I'm in the wrong place. I'm going to try to find a city where people still care, and they help one another, and that kind of stuff, because I'm outnumbered here. No one seems to care, so I'm in the wrong place now. It was my home, but things change, and I'm willing to accept that. I don't run. I've been at this for 10 years, but there comes a point when you know that it's just you're spitting at the wind. Maybe I ought to go somewhere where maybe I can be some help, or help keep some place in a with what I learned, help to keep some place maybe from becoming like this and the people. Because when they can take away your right to speak and no one says anything, it's just really mind-boggling to me, because that's crossing the line. And then they censortize what you say, so we don't have no say. We're like in a business deal with the city down there. We're stockholders. We're like business. They take our money. And we're supposed to have a say, and we should have a say. And because people don't stand up and use it, is why we don't have it now. And they're going to stand up and start using it again if they want to change things. Otherwise, if you want to live in a sick environment and let your kids grow up in this kind of environment, and low turnout in schools, and high crime, and just really trashy type stuff, that's fine. That's up to y'all. But to change that, it starts with taking care of your city council and your mayor and your manager here. Is where we got to work at. It'd be real easy to do, too. That is the killer to me. And that's what really got me going years ago when I got into this, because I saw how many people weren't involved, how easy I thought it would be to get people involved once they started knowing, but I was totally wrong. people really condition, brainwash, not to get involved with their local government. And so anyway, that's where we're at. And but yeah, I'll be down yelling tomorrow anyway at this. And the other topic was the, you know, I can't understand why when they take away our rights to speak, that's something that's even, that's, that you go as far as bearing arms to fight to get this back if it took it. You can't let them take away your right to speak and set up there. So anyway, if anybody turns into this or whatever, what we'd like to do is not just vent. I want to make it different here, and what a lot of people get on Facebook and everywhere's in their venting, but let's talk about how what we're going to do about it. Heard enough venting, heard enough yelling, everything, what to do about it, okay? The number one thing we got to do, which I would hope that people do this, and it's so easy, won't cost you a cent. It's something you should do on your own, really. No one should have to ask you to do this, but anyway. If you would, and if everybody would, and we start passing the word, there's one thing we got to do is pass the word to people like a disease and ask them to pass the word and to the people they ask for them to pass the word and get it going like a disease. That's one thing, because I don't have the money to put it on billboards and everything. So we got to start passing the word. For one thing, what's going on downtown? Let's get our right back to speak, okay? There was no legitimate reason for them to take that away. Only a bad reasoning why they took it away. But I'll tell you, it's their place to answer you why they took it away. Not for me to speak for them or anybody else to speak why. Ask them personally to come right out and tell you why did they move the public presentation from the city council agenda. You know, that's the most legitimate question that you can ask city council. And it's about the most dumbest thing to do is not to ask them. I've got to be quite frank with you. It's really ignorant to sit and not ask that one little question there. The number is 817-392-1234. Real easy, isn't it? 817-392-1234. When it comes up to the mayor's prompt, just hit the mayor's prompt. You'll get a machine. Don't be afraid. You won't get a person probably. But if we flood the calls and start flooding the calls in and keep doing it, and if you don't get an answer, do it again next week. And then what I don't want you to do is get complacent or whatever. I want you to get mad. They owe you that answer. They owe me that answer. They got my money. They got my tax dollars. They're living, you know, I mean, really, they're they're having a blast. It's like field day down there for these kids in office, and it's a shame. This is the 12th largest city in the United States, and it's being run by immature children. So, but anyway, they got your money, they got my money, and I think that's the most legitimate question, and I'd like to see everybody put any issue to the side for a minute. And if we was to push council back to putting us on the agenda, and I knew we were going to get taken off before it happened. I'm really involved down there. I know what's going on ahead of time sometimes. It don't matter, though. And I knew it was going to be hard because what I requested in the beginning, the only request of council, was to move the public presentation from the bottom of the agenda, like all the other cities around us out there, to the top of the agenda. It takes 2 minutes to do that. And they would not do that. What they did in response to that request, because that was one I think they were going to have a hard time fighting. How can you argue with that? You know, when you say, hey, Denton's on top, White Settlement's on top, Austin's on top, Forest Hill's on top, we're on the bottom. Why is that? Well, I know why, but you can let them answer if they want to. But anyway, that was the things that started getting our city back in the right direction, getting people involved, is moving the public presentation from the bottom of the agenda to the top of the agenda, getting a little respect for the people back. They got our money. We deserve some respect here, okay? But anyway, they knew they couldn't. That was just going to be a battle to try to keep holding off on that. So what they did was just took us completely off and then did these couple of quarantine things like they were doing us a favor or like they were really doing something good. And Actually, I know exactly what they were doing, and they were fighting us from not being on top of the council agenda. So anyway, you need to call and just tell them to put it back on. I'll see where it drops at. If I put it back on the bottom, I'll fight to get it back at top. They won't be able to do anything but move it to the top. So I'm not going to ask you to put them on and put it at the top. I'm just asking you to call and just tell them to put it back on, period, okay? We'll fight from there. But I need this weapon back to help get some things that we need in this city desperately done to get respect for citizens, and people are getting taken advantage of by our city council and mayor. So, and we need these weapons back to fight with. So, anyway. But, okay. Well, if anybody's interested in helping, that's what you can do. Instead of talking or venting, it's just call. It's a good question, legitimate question. And, you know, once you ever start getting involved, it is kind of like a disease. You start enjoying doing it. I mean, I've been involved the last 10 years. It's been frustrating. It's been fun. And I have made a little accomplishments. Not as many as I wanted, but I have made some. So, and I'm pleased with that. But there's more to be made here. A lot more. So, I had a point I was going to bring up here, and it just went away. So, I see. That's why I do videos at City Council, because I can't stay on track. But, anyway, well, I'll tell you what. Let's pop over here to the episodes, and we'll just see if anybody's listening by internet. And if that's not lit up with anybody, then okay. Okay, so no one's there, and no one's over here. So, you know, I think I'm just going to take it easy. Just didn't catch anybody's eyebrows. They just didn't care about this, I guess. So their eyebrows, how you like that? You know, oh, that's the other part. It just came back to me just saying, I'll tell you what, I want to lay this out. Just because sometimes people do come back and listen to the podcast, and here's something else I think we can do to really start getting things back. What we need to. We need people to start getting involved in their neighborhood associations, okay? Most of our neighborhood associations are not neighborhood associations. They're what I would call cityhood associations. This is what the mayor and them used last week at the public comment meeting. They override our public comment meeting and turn it into a redistricting meeting. They advertise it on the website, everything, to come down and talk about it. And that's what they did. They instead of having an additional redistricting meeting, they used our public comment meeting. That's what they did. They wrote it on top of that. And the other thing they did was that we had all those people come in down. It's just really embarrassing to see all these adults come in there and wealthy people, and they just flooded it, like 50 people. They're all like city council, I mean, a neighborhood association. These are all the insiders. These are wealthy people that are out of touch. But so they're all down there about this, about the redistricting, and thinking that, you know, I'm going to get something done with these crooks. But none of them are down there about getting our right back to speak our First Amendment. Not one of them are taking a stand about that. As far as my concern, they're a bunch of self-centered pigs, really. They're really chasing, you know, they're just like pigs. And that, and they should be down there about getting our right back to speak. That's the First Amendment, more than this redistricting. It's more important than anything right now. But they're not. But anyway, they override it. And what you're supposed to do, or what they say they do at City Council, is when you call in to sign up to speak, they go in order by what order you call. I called in on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. It hadn't been out very long. I had to be very close to the first of it. 2.5 hours later, after all the neighborhood associations, all of them went, then they called my name at the end. In between that time, I did make a yell out and ask, you know, and I'm not supposed to, but I did anyway, yelled out and said, "Are you going in order?" And the mayor said, "Yes." So I got her on video. She's there on video saying yes. And there were people I was talking to that had signed up that day that were speaking before me. So, you know, they put me on the bottom, and that's just punishment. Plus, they didn't want my video to play, and that's the video. They shut it down halfway through, even though the attorney approved it, and they shut it down halfway through. But these are the games that they don't act like adults down there, and it's frightening. They're making decisions, and this city is going to have repercussions for years to come. And it shouldn't be done under these kind of this way with these people. They're not educated. They're not there. Geez, like I said, if you watch the video without it being edited, the one that's not edited, you'll see what I'm talking about. With they're fighting over it. They're crying over it. It's about races. I mean, it's just really, this is just a sad mix here. So, and then they're hiding it on the final day, and they put it to 10 o'clock. So, yeah, that is a very, very bad thing. But the only solution, the real solution, is we're going to have to get people involved. So, if you don't have a neighborhood association in your area, start one. This is where it starts at. We get down to the very bottom, and we start growing from there, and we can grow from there. I've been at this 10 years, and I finally just now started to come to a conclusion. I think that is the where to start. Because I've been trying to get mine back for 3 years. They held secret elections, and that's why I call them the cityhood. I've been down there, and Michelle Gook needs to be fired. We need people calling in and demanding. That might be why I'll be putting a paper next to this her name is Michelle Gook, and she is the director of the community engagement. And she doesn't engage, and she cherry-picks the questions, and she protects the neighborhood association. Mine's been in violation of the rules, but she won't do anything. She could remove them from the data bank and allow us to have an open election and get a new John T. White neighborhood association, but she won't do it. She protects them. So this is one of the things why I started going out to Michelle about eight or 10 months ago. Down at City Hall, and that's another reason why we're not on there anymore, and that's another reason why they started editing my videos. I've really hit a nerve on this Michelle Gook, this director. One of the videos at City Council, I had the same thing in there about the co-compliant director, Brandon Bennett, as I did Michelle, and when the city called me, they said if I removed Michelle, I could play the video. I said, well, that's funny. You didn't say anything about Brandon Bennett. And that is funny. I got a call from the city actually saying that. Okay, that is funny when you think about it for a minute. That's funny. Why her and not him? I know you're saying the same thing. Well, I know why. Brandon's more thick-skinned. He's already been there for a long time. He gets criticized all the time. Michelle's not the same way. She's not as thick-skinned. I mean, that woman runs when she sees me at city council. She's scared, and she's shaking. And I believe I've hit a nerve here, and believe me, we're going to be tapping on that nerve and tapping on it. But it's right after I started bringing up Michelle, the deal is when she got a $20,000 raise. Within an eight-month period of time, she got a $20,000 raise. So, and she's already paid $150,000, which is three times more than the average police officer, which has a substantial job for us, a very difficult and substantial job at around $50,000 a year, while she makes $150,000 a year for a non-substantial. Now we can change that to $170,000-something because she got a $20,000 raise. But that's okay. I did file corruption charges on her and Councilmember Gina Bivens and gave the evidence. But there again, even though I have the documents and I believe they're enough to really do something, I still don't have any hope because nothing in the city is, everything's so corrupt. Everything is so corrupt. So the only antidote will be the people, and that's to get a good neighborhood association together. And the reason why a neighborhood association is so important, because they're the first one that gets notified about zoning. And zoning is where the money comes from to keep these council members in office. It's where the builders make their money. This is the loop right here, zoning. So the neighborhood associations get that first one. Their job is to share it with everybody, okay, not dictate. Mine and John T. White does not share it. They hold secret elections. They hold secret meetings with the council member, and we do not know what's going on, and we can't hold one because the city, we can't get our own neighborhood association in because the city, Michelle Gook, refuses to recognize us. They say, oh, we could have one, but we don't get the zoning information, see. So that's the difference. That's the golden nugget there in having a neighborhood association is getting that zoning information out of the hands of the crooks. And a matter of fact, our John T. White Neighborhood Association vice president is a realtor himself. So, I mean, really, that's something, ain't it? But anyway, so it's pretty quick, but I think that's where you start at. And if you have a neighborhood association, get involved with them. Ask them, why are they not letting you know about this redistricting? Why are they not letting you know about our right being taken away to speak at city council? Why are they not speaking up for you? Why are they not doing this stuff, you know? I don't think you got a good neighborhood association if you're not down there doing that. So that's just where we want to start coaching people or trying to wake up some to get involved there to help fight. If you want to get on the ground and fight, we got a lot of freeloaders in the city that does not want to lift a finger to do a thing. They'd rather everybody else do it. Well, okay. Well, there's another generation coming along, and I think it's important enough to try to change this stuff for the next generation to make it better for them. And maybe we can grow out some of this stuff because it's just it's not a good environment to raise kids in with this kind of corruption downtown in Fort Worth. So anyway, well, that was fun talking about all this stuff here for a while. So good. I'm getting ready to go to bed, get up in the morning, go down to council at 10 o'clock in the morning, see how long it takes them to shut me down. Probably won't take very long at all. But I guess contact us at fwdistrict5.com. If you have any questions, there's a comment area there. Any questions, anything you want us to do a show on? I did get one a while back about someone wanting to do one on Panther Island. I responded to them maybe around election time coming up. Maybe I should have responded to them about if they had anything more pressing to talk about that's time sensitive they want to bring up to call me back. I should have said that maybe. But any issues, any questions? Any issues that you think you'd like to talk about, we can always pop it on here. We can have a round table. I think back we're going to see in the next few months we're going to get going back with a host and bringing on employees in the city and candidates and stuff going on there and what's going on. So in the next couple of months. Also this May 5th election, our 7th election coming up here, where council wants the mayor wants a $70,000 raise and a $50,000 raise for the council members, putting them at $70,000, $100,000 for the mayor for taking away our rights to speak for censorship. Oh, give me a break. Come on. We got to go down and vote. You got to tell people to go down and vote this out. This is crazy. They knew what it was when they took the job. They knew how much it was. They've done nothing to deserve a raise. They deserve a deportation is what I'd like to ship them all to Iran. So anyway, and I understand Gina Bibbins going out of the country on one of those goodwill things or whatever, and I feel sorry for that country, but I hope they keep her. So, all right. Well, I've been on here long enough. No one's going to show up here. So I'll catch y'all later on. Anyway, and this was fun. Bye-bye.